about.
Kind of a Thanksgiving surprise.
This is going to be a really special Thanksgiving.
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
V.I.G.
Thanksgiving, oh, Thanksgiving. Turkey things are going to happen.
Lucky for us, the Indians never said, let's round up all these pilgrims and send them back where they belong.
This year, there will be no leftovers.
Must be Thanksgiving in here, because somebody wants some stuffing.
You'll come home for the holidays in a body bag.
Oh, this looks fantastic. I can't wait to poop this out.
And now,
hey, who's going to get the Thanksgiving jump trophy this year?
You are!
Dad's going to get it!
Who else?
Our feature presentation.
That would be mugged.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Morning, everybody. Brand new Kevin and Bean Show. It is Wednesday. It is the 26th of November.
What's crackling, you guys?
Just pre-Thanksgiving panic, you know, like everybody else is feeling.
Why are you panicked, Lisa? Are you hosting?
I'm not, but I have a lot of dishes to cook. And
I have to bring stuff?
Not a lot of time to do it, really. You know, there's this afternoon, and then I think I might be having dinner with some relatives this evening, so maybe not. I don't know. I may be up at 6 tomorrow morning baking pies.
Oh, that is unacceptable.
That's
especially
wrong, right?
With Marie Callender's existing. Buy it.
They're awesome, but my pies are amazing.
Buy it, and then just put it in your tin or whatever it is and bring it over.
Never do such a thing.
That's me.
I have heard outstanding things about your pie, first of all. But second of all, Kevin is absolutely right. There's no excuse to not buy a pie somewhere. And even if you mess it up a little bit so that it looks handmade, you then put it in a, you know, put it in a tin and take it as if you cooked it.
It doesn't taste the same.
And everybody's like, wow, this is good.
And
Lisa,
I do like doing it. It's the one time of year I get to do it.
But you get up early in the morning. All of the rest of the year, you're going to get up tomorrow.
Well, I don't know. We'll see how it goes. But they are time consuming for sure.
Speaking of this weekend, the Thanksgiving holiday weekend, Muggs, why don't you talk about the exchange you and Chip had a few minutes ago that Kevin wasn't here for?
Oh, how I told Chip all about Black Friday and where it came from.
Yeah.
Oh no. No. No.
Was it to do with the civil rights movement or like what happened here?
Well, here's all I heard, and then you pick it up from there. I heard Muggs going, I don't know why they call it Black Friday, because that seems like it would involve people dying.
Really?
And then what happened after that?
And then Chip and you, Bean, explained that it has to do with it's a sales term.
Right.
Yeah. I didn't know that.
Chip brought up the commonly held wisdom that retailers call it that because it's the first time all year they make a profit because it's such a busy shopping day.
So they go from the red to the black.
So they say
go from the red to the
black,
right.
Yeah.
So I didn't say anything about that, by the way, but that's the conventional wisdom that I've always heard. So I thought it might be interesting to look up what the history of Black Friday actually is. And I think you'll be surprised to know this.
Right.
Every other black day in history, Muggs is right, is associated with something negative. Generally, it's financial. Some of us may remember the Black Friday in 1987 where the stock market had a bad, bad day. But that happened back in 1869. It was called Black Friday after a Wall Street panic. There was the Black Friday in 1887 that was known as the death of the labor movement, which involved a bunch of people in the labor movement being executed. So there's a lot of negative associations with Black Friday. The first appearance of Black Friday in modern times goes back to 1966, if you can believe it, in Philadelphia. Black Friday is the name that the Philadelphia Police Department gave to the Friday following Thanksgiving Day. It was not a term of endearment. Black Friday officially opens the Christmas shopping season in Center City and usually brings massive traffic jams and overcrowded sidewalks as the downtown stores are mobbed from opening to closing. All the references in the 60s and 70s and 80s and into the 90s were negative for Black Friday.
Because of the overcrowding?
Yes, because of the overcrowding. Didn't have anything to do with retail.
Right.
So for decades, Muggs was on the right track, that Black Friday was considered a negative thing that people didn't like. It was only when retailers in the early 90s started co-opting it and saying, they're already calling it Black Friday and it's scaring people away, we need to come up with a plan to make it a positive thing, that they came up with, oh, Black Friday, no, that's a good thing. We're making money over here. It's awesome, you guys. And then they started doing Black Friday sales in the 90s, and now we're all used to it because it's been going on for 20 years, but that's relatively modern, the usage of the term Black Friday to mean something that's positive.
Hmm.
So isn't that interesting?
It doesn't mean... Muggs was kind of right.
Muggs was kind of right, and I didn't know this history until I looked it up. So for about 100 years, when people said Black Friday, it was always a bad thing. It's only now, in the very recent past, that Black Friday is considered something people look forward to and take advantage of.
Until somebody gets trampled to Best Buy.
Well, thanks to Walmart, it is starting to turn the corner a little bit because they do have disasters every year, including a few years ago. You remember somebody actually did die by being trampled on Black Friday. So maybe it wasn't a positive for him. But I think we got to give it up for Muggs a little bit, guys.
Who, all right.
Out of the mouths of babes sometimes comes the real truth, and we don't even know it, man.
I can't clap. I cannot support that.
He would not raise his arms.
I cannot support that.
So I thought that was interesting, so I thought I'd share. So well done, Muggs.
If Muggs gets something right, it's the same reason that I get something right, which is total lucky guess.
Luck, but you'll take it.
All right, let's talk about today's Kevin and Bean Show, shall we?
You know what? I think men are better than women. They provide for us, and we must obey them because they are our masters.
Thank you. Finally, somebody making some sense around here.
Miss Double December, the pageant is going to be held a week from Friday.
Yes, it is.
So we're running out of days. We literally have today and then Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday to interview the women. So we're going to start today with Miss Double D contestants. We have Marcela and we have T coming in today.
Awesome.
So we've got 5 days to interview 10 contestants.
Correct.
I think we can do it.
Yes, I do.
I think we are dedicated to this cause.
Whatever it takes.
Well, whatever it takes.
Because the listeners demand it.
It's exactly.
It's not fun for us.
Oh, no, it's hard work for us, but we'll do it.
You are so unselfish.
That's it. Thank you, Lisa. You put your finger right on it.
Yes, I did.
And if one of them can do traffic, that's fine. But
that's just a bonus.
We don't know that until they come in.
Maybe they can do news. Okay. But we don't know. That's not what we're looking for. Adam Carolla with This Week in Rage.
Yeah. Adam Carolla tweeted yesterday that he was at Gene Simmons' house. I hope we have time to ask him about that.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow.
I wonder how much Kiss merchandise he was forced to buy before he could leave the premises.
Yeah. And he's going to yell at you about Thanksgiving foods.
Oh, right. He's very opiniony.
Yeah.
He's for cranberry sauce in a can, if I recall correctly.
I think that's it. And okay. I love the word opiniony. Brand new internet roundup today. We've got the movie beat. This time with Russ Leatherman as Ralph is on vacation, the movie man.
Mm-hmm.
We have RJ Bell, who went 1-2. Loser.
Loser. Why do we even have that guy on? He doesn't know anything about football.
With his week 13 NFL picks, why are we doing it on Wednesday? We're not working tomorrow. And the 3 games tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
How crazy is that? We also have Real King or Fake King. Larry King tweets, and it's nonsense.
He's the best.
Right. It's nonsense.
With nonsense.
Right. And so we're going to play Real King, Fake King. And we've got your tickets for the 25th annual K-Rock Almost Acoustic Christmas as well this month.
Awesome.
So we'll take a break. We'll come back with the Showbiz Beat next. 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. You're listening to the Kevin and Bean Show at 5:52.
Wednesday morning, time for our first look at the Showbiz Beat. Wait, you're not Ralph Garman?
Nope.
Allie McKay is here with the Showbiz Beat. What's going on, Allie?
Good morning, guys. You know, I was thinking... 5 o'clock listeners are so lovely, but they don't get in on a lot of the action, right?
Right.
They don't get stuff.
Yeah.
I want them to go to Disneyland.
Yeah!
Yeah, I know. See, the kids love it. Why are they up so early?
That's a good question.
Yeah. Pair of Disneyland deluxe annual passports. That's a full year of Disneyland and California Adventure Parks right now to caller 20 at 1-800-520-1067. And you'll go to Disneyland because of me. Me. Whoa. Let's all remember that.
Okay.
Right?
Damn.
Okay. So remember yesterday we talked about Ariana Grande.
Yes. Yeah,
it's a hard name to say, apparently. She.
If you don't speak English.
Well, it's early. How dare you?
She was the recipient of some bad blood, really, yesterday from Bette Midler, who said, you don't have to dress like a little whore to get ahead. She said you shouldn't be half naked slithering around on a couch. Well, Ariana Grande has responded.
Yeah, it's on.
Oh, yeah. Twitter beef.
Girl fight.
She tweeted, Bette was always a feminist who stood up for women being able to do whatever the F they wanted without judgment. Not sure where that bet went, but I want that sexy mermaid back. Always a fan no matter what, my love.
Well done.
Well said.
Well said.
I wrote that for her.
Yeah, I do too.
That's 120 characters.
Yeah,
that was you nailed it.
Yeah, there's no 21-year-old who's coming up with that.
No, knows her history,
right?
No, I don't think so.
Like, was she that one in Beaches?
Right, exactly.
By the way, and I know I mentioned this yesterday, but since the topic's back on the table, I'm very surprised and disappointed that Bette Midler would say something like that, because I will say to you that she did everything Ariana Grande is doing now 40 years ago.
Absolutely.
She was exactly the same.
Absolutely.
She wasn't the singing nun.
I think it's interesting that whoever wrote this for Ariana Grande pointed out what I did yesterday, that she's always been a huge champion for other women.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So to put that out there, it's very out of character and very odd.
Did Ariana Grande end with,
why don't you shut up for about a week?
No, she couldn't fit it. That was, yeah. So she did the tweet longer, and then you had to click on it, and not many people
now
did.
Now let me ask you ladies this, Lisa and Allie, and that is, as women, what do you think when you see the Pop-Tarts who are running around? And I don't think Ariana Grande is anywhere near the worst offender of this, but the ones who are running around who are selling more sex, more sizzle than they are talent and musical ability.
Well, I mean, they're all doing it now. Beyonce does it.
Except for Taylor, by the way.
Yeah, he's very chaste.
Because she's such an 11-year-old girl and nobody wants that.
Taylor won't even show her belly button. Did you know that? The big conspiracy on the internet is, does she have a belly button?
That's not a big never conspiracy.
People are asking. It's
God,
never been
I hate
seen.
You.
But what do you? But
personally,
what do you guys think?
I'm a little disappointed.
What do you guys think at those girls? There, you just go.
No, I'm disappointed in some of their choices.
Absolutely.
Because, and some of them are way talented, and I just think, why are you doing this?
Oh, ask me, Bean.
Kevin,
I love
you?
It.
Love it.
I think that we need to get back to women being in charge of their bodies instead of a manager saying, hey, slut it up out there. Look at her. She's doing
it. If the girl wants to slut it up, though, we're all on board.
I don't know.
I'm telling you that is our official position.
All right.
Because I think back to, like, Madonna, for instance. I mean, nobody hoarded up more than Madonna did in her early years. She also had the talent to back it up, and it just made for an incredibly enticing total package.
So you know, what you're saying...
To me, she did it right. I think if you've got that much talent, you can get away with it.
And how do we determine that? Because you know what? A lot of people with no talent are topping the charts.
Well,
that's true.
Yep.
Maybe Bean and I need to be, you know, the judges.
That's a great idea.
We're givers.
That's a great idea. I'm fascinated by internet conspiracies about a belly button.
Well, they're just saying it's never been seen. You know, for somebody as high profile as Taylor Swift, who have never shown her belly button, people are wondering if she has one. That's
why don't you shut up for about a week?
Well, you know what? Let's talk about Taylor Swift, shall we?
Okay. Only if it's negative. You mean Tadoff Swindler?
No, I don't.
Oh, get out.
I'm sorry. I think she's darling. Anywho, she was all set to play Joni Mitchell in a movie called Girls Like Us. But guess what?
She's not a girl?
No.
They decided to get someone who can act?
No.
Oh, okay.
It's
sorry,
pretty much just been scrapped altogether. But speaking of throwing shade, Joni Mitchell said, all you've got is a girl with high cheekbones. It's just a lot of gossip. You don't even have any great scenes. Why are you throwing shade now at Taylor?
Wait, is she saying that about the whole project, or she's just saying...
She was saying that about the choice of Taylor and saying that the whole project, you don't even have any great scenes. It's all just rumor. Let it go. But what are these older women throwing shade at young girls for?
I like that that's happening, though.
I've never heard throwing shade.
Oh, really?
No.
Well, just negatively criticizing.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I'm pretty down.
She's
no,
down.
No, you are.
Yeah.
I'd like to be. So I'll pay attention.
I learned like a week ago.
She's DTF.
Taylor is a good enough actress to play Joni Mitchell.
Correct.
She's been passable with what she's done.
Yeah, I think that's too too deep a role for her. I really do. By the way, Kevin,
what did we miss? What?
Nothing.
What happened here?
Nothing.
What happened?
I don't know.
What did you do, Kevin? What did you do?
Nothing.
Muggs, what did he do?
I have no idea.
We were in the middle of the conversation. You said I'm down.
I'm down. And
Kevin I just
replied,
threw in DTF.
That's all. And she looked at me like I was crazy.
Okay. All right, go ahead.
All right.
No, I looked at you like, how do you
know? A lot of flirting going on here this morning.
Oh, you know how we get. Yeah, good. I don't know about
you. I see
you
a holiday love connection happening.
Oh, you know. I don't know about you guys, but first thing I do when I wake up, check Prince's Twitter. Are you guys the same?
No.
But maybe I should be.
You should. But now, don't bother.
He's gone?
Oh. Gone. Vanished.
Yeah.
Facebook, Twitter, pulled almost all of his official YouTube music videos.
Really?
Off of YouTube. What is going on, Prince?
If he pulled them off of YouTube, that makes me think he's going to put up a website where he makes money on it, I would guess.
But they're still on Spotify.
Did you just look that up right now?
Oh, no, he knows.
No.
Oh, he's... Oh,
he gets up every morning and sees if Prince is still on Spotify.
He does.
That's just good stuff.
There are a few older artists. Prince is one of them. Mm-hmm. Van Morrison is another one. Mm-hmm. Who hate the internet and don't want to have anything to do with it.
I understand it, but you still want to make some money, don't you?
Well, yeah, they're made left behind
without it.
A, he's making plenty of money. B, he didn't really use any of those services much.
No,
that wasn't him.
If you
tweeting
once every 6 months, maybe.
Check out my Purple Rain.
Yeah.
What?
No,
mm-mm. Not even
that
a little
not
bit.
Not him.
Do you, men, Fiend, Kevin? Do you use a skincare line that you love?
No, I don't do. I don't use any skincare.
Not even
products
a little bit.
At all.
I mean,
no. And I'm always getting yelled at by my wife for not using moisturizer or sunscreen or anything like that. I don't do anything.
Rob Lowe wants to fix that. He's got a line in the works called Profile Performance Men's Grooming, which I'm just going to go out and say, Rob, no, just change the name. Just shorter, quicker. That would be best. But a skincare line, because men don't want to smell like they're using your wife or girlfriend stuff. And most guys think skincare is too complicated. What is complicated about rubbing some stuff on your face?
Well, they see us with like three things for the eyes and a serum and a
wait.
I mean, where does the toner go?
Did Rob Lowe say that it was too complex?
He said
men think it's too
most guys find skincare too complicated.
That's absurd.
Well,
they just don't care.
Have you met some of Rob Lowe's friends?
No.
They find it too complicated.
Okay.
Most guys. It's true.
I know Harry Rob Lowe would find it complicated.
I love Harry Rob Lowe. He's my favorite. And the one that wears the fanny pack. He's good, too. Let's bring back the fanny pack. You know what else we should bring back?
What?
The Butterball Turkey Hotline. Is that coming back today?
No, it's been indefinitely.
That feature was canceled.
Are you sure?
Yes, that feature was canceled.
Because everybody kind of loves it.
Yeah, nope.
And
no, everyone doesn't love that.
I could do a turkey sound.
Well, let's hear it. Rodney loves it.
Rod, that wasn't so bad in a weird way. Thank
She's
you.
Pretty good at it,
yeah.
Right?
Thank you.
But no, we're not.
Okay.
All right.
All right, let's move on to birthdays. Peter Facinelli, he is 41 years old. Singer Natasha Bedingfield, 33. And singer Rita Ora is 24. I'm Allie McKay, in for Ralph Garman, the Showbiz Beat.
Between 7 and 8 o'clock this morning, we have a great hour planned for you here on the Kevin and Bean Show. RJ Bell is going to be here from pregame.com talking NFL Week 13. Also, we're going to meet our first in-person Miss Double D contestant, Marcela, is going to be joining us in studio. Going to be doing a little hula-hooping for us today, Kevin.
All right.
And we're going to give you some tickets to night number 2 of the sold-out 25th annual K-Rock Almost Acoustic Christmas. That's next hour here on K-Rock. First, though, how about a little Real King, Fake King? King.
He sure loves the owl.
He does. Larry King, the longtime CNN talk show host, before that for decades he was a radio talk show host, has taken to Twitter this year and just tweeting whatever's going through his mind, whatever's off the top of his head that he thinks is interesting, he tweets. And I know you think, hey, that's what most people do, but Larry's doing it a little bit differently.
I would just like to...
Don't even say it.
I'd like to acknowledge up front that we understand the irony of Bean hosting this game. Back to you.
Are my tweets as bad, quote-unquote, as Larry King's tweets? Come on, seriously.
Definitely.
Depends on the day.
All right, so what we thought it might be fun to do is I'll read a tweet, and all you have to do is tell us if it's a real Larry King tweet or something we just made up. Allie McKay, you're in for Ralph this week, so will you play the game with us as well?
I would love to.
Okay, so we just go around, and I guess Kevin and Lisa and Allie will all compete, and we'll see. We're just playing for pride here to see who wins. So let's see what you guys think. If it's if it is a real Larry King tweet, this is the sound you'll hear.
Will Glenda be there?
And if it is a fake Larry King tweet, you'll hear this.
I'm lost. What do you mean?
Oh. All right, here we go. First one.
Is it Larry King, or are we fake King?
People who swim in ice-cold water are nuts. People who swim in ice-cold water are nuts.
I feel like Larry King probably follows the news enough to see that.
Yes,
and
too.
Would comment on it, and I'm going real.
Me
Allie?
Me too.
Oh. Lisa's
I'm
a yes.
going faking.
All right.
I don't think
Will
so.
Will Glenda be there?
That is real Larry King.
Right. Dang it.
All right. I love the sound of little kids in a schoolyard. I love the sound of little kids in a schoolyard.
Could be creepy.
Bill Cosby. Oh, wait. Sorry.
I mean, it is something he could say.
Sure.
What do you think, Lise?
But I'm going to say no, just because I don't. I think he tries to be more relevant than that.
Lisa says fake. All right, Allie, how about you?
I think he loves kids, and he loves the sounds they make, and if it's in a schoolyard, he's totally in. That's Larry.
That is fake. That is not Larry. I don't believe he's around schoolyards. Where is he experiencing
right. His kids
that?
Are like 100.
Yeah.
Will Glenda be there?
Oh,
that's
Allie
real Larry. By the way, Larry has two kids, Kevin, that I think are under, what, like 13 or something?
Yeah. Holy
he's
moly.
Kids that play Little League and stuff.
He does?
Yeah.
Yes.
His wife was a lot younger.
Wow.
Sean.
Everyone was a lot
younger. Well, that's
all right.
Really sad.
Next up. If my friend Snoop Dogg's on the phone, tell him I'll kazal him right back. If my friend Snoop Dogg's on the phone, tell him I'll kazal him right back.
See, that's difficult because he has had Snoop Dogg on his show.
Yeah, so many times.
But I don't think he would come up with the word kazal.
Me neither.
I don't think he, even talking to Snoop, I don't think. So I'm saying fake.
I'm going fake too.
I want to believe it's real.
Okay. All right.
I'm lost. What do you mean?
Oh,
fake Larry.
But that was a brave choice, Allie.
Thank you.
Allie is trying desperately
Allie is
to lose.
Terrible at this game.
What the... Is it Larry King, or are we fake King?
What is the score right now, Lisa?
Kevin and I have two, and Allie has one.
All right. Is chocolate milk still popular? Is chocolate milk still popular?
Bean.
I'm not an option on this. It's either real Larry or fake Larry.
Is chocolate milk still popular? I'm going to go with fake.
I, too, am going with fake because I don't think he even thinks that because he knows the answer. The answer is yes, it's still
and
popular.
And he's got kids.
He's not.
What do you say, Lisa?
I think it's fake as well.
We're all going fake.
Will Glenda be there?
Oh, damn it.
We all miss.
How about that? Wow. Real Larry. All right, couple more. Real Larry King, fake Larry King. Why doesn't the worm just get up 5 minutes before the early bird?
Oh, man.
Great question.
Why doesn't the worm just get up 5 minutes before the early bird?
I'm going real.
I'm going fake. I don't think he puts that much effort into it.
I'm going to go fake as well.
I'm lost. What do you mean?
I'm real bad at this.
Well,
no,
you're not
you're
good.
Not.
But here's the thing. Larry is awful.
Yeah.
So you think? Both are terrible. Like all his real ones are bad, too.
All right. We're tied. One of us is going to have to make a different decision.
All right.
Here, Kevin.
All right. This could be the winner then. Everybody get a winner out of this? All right. If you look up nice guy in the dictionary, you get a picture of John Bon Jovi. If you look up nice guy in the dictionary, you get a picture of John Bon Jovi.
Real. I wanted to get in before Lisa picks
because
she has to go the other way.
I have to go fake. I'm going fake.
What do you think, Allie? Not that you're in the running, but...
I would go fake.
Will Glenda be there?
Oh, my God.
Yes. Kevin is the winner, ladies and gentlemen.
Kevin
is the winner of Real King, Fake King.
Is it Larry King, or are we fake?
You know how Bill Cosby is in the crosshairs right now with all these accusations, women just coming out every single day accusing him of sexual wrongdoing. Yeah. And a lot of people are saying at some point, Mr. Cosby, you're going to have to address these rumors. You're going to have to speak out and say something because your reputation is being destroyed forever. That's kind of that's the point I feel like the Kevin and Bean show is at with the thing that's kind of our listeners have noticed, and they keep reaching out to us for help and assistance or clarification. And I feel like at this point, Kevin, we have been stonewalling, and I think it's time to come clean and address it.
It's reached critical mass. We have to actually...
I think we have to say something about it because we can't just ignore it anymore. I mean, it's the giant, big, gay elephant in the room that has to be talked about. And, of course, I think anyone listening right now, I shouldn't have to say this out loud, but they know that we're talking about Beer Mug's Nissan Costa Mesa ad.
His commercial.
I haven't heard it, but I have heard about it.
Oh, I bet you have.
From many.
Yes.
You haven't
heard it. On Twitter, on the Kevin and Bean Facebook page, we get emails, we get Afro calls. I mean, it's hard to imagine. I don't know how long radio commercials have been made. Probably pretty close to as long as radio has been around, like 80 years or so. This could be the worst one in the history of radio.
Yeah, it could be the worst commercial ever.
It could be.
We'll let you judge, Lisa.
All right.
All right, we'll start it.
Just let us know how much you can get through. Okay. Obviously, if you need to take a break and walk around the block or something like that, or
go
take
to the bathroom and throw up.
Right.
You know,
just let us know.
Okay.
Change is good. Change is great. And huge changes have taken place at Costa Mesa Nissan. Hey, what's up? It's Beer Mug, and Connell Nissan is now Costa Mesa Nissan. That's right. Costa Mesa Nissan.
What's happening there, Muggs?
Let's talk about your choices.
Pierre, why do you choose to scream at us?
Because I want to get the message across. Make sure you remember the spot.
But here's the thing that Bean and I are interested in. We're interested in people still being around to listen to the radio show after a commercial plays.
Okay.
And one that maybe makes them want to take their own life, not just turn off the radio, but fall on their own sword, is is this particular one.
I wonder if anyone's ever gotten to the end of the ad.
That's a great question.
Because their ears start to bleed and they must.
I mean, just back it up 2 seconds, Kevin, just to hear the read on Costa Mesa Nissan.
Costa Mesa Nissan.
So when you were in the booth and you were laying that down, did you take the headphones off and went, nailed it? I mean, did you feel good about it? Like, that's quality.
100%.
All right.
High fives all around.
All right, let's continue.
New owners, new management, and a whole new attitude. What kind of attitude? How about Black November at Costa Mesa Nissan, where every day is Black Friday pricing on every new and used Nissan Sentra, Altimas, Versas, and Frontiers. But that's not all. The whole damn lot is Black Friday price.
Okay.
That's
okay.
Right.
Okay. What's going on with the death metal band playing behind you?
I do
too?
Like that.
It's got to get hard, man.
I do like that he's got goat horror in the background or whoever that is.
Black Friday, you got to make it hard.
Well, it's interesting
Hold
to know
on.
He didn't
I don't
really
know what that
know.
Means.
It's got to be metal, Kevin.
Oh.
You know that.
It's interesting to know what, Lisa?
To know that he didn't know what Black Friday meant at that time.
Yeah, true.
Yeah, that's true.
So maybe you
that's
were
how, no, that's how I interpreted it, Lisa. It was dark and
dark.
Black, yeah.
Oh, see, that
You're
explains
screaming,
a lot.
You're screaming so much, though. There's so much yelling going on here, Muggs.
I got to make sure to get the message out.
Look, what kind of response are you getting from Beer Mug fans?
Well, you know, it's been mixed.
Hold on. Bean, you just said there were Beer
How
Mug
dare
fans.
You? How
well,
dare you?
I assume there are. I mean, Beer Mug has a lot of people who follow him on Twitter. They wouldn't. I mean, they would be just like me and not follow him if they didn't like him.
Yeah, it's been mixed, but for the most part, the Beer Mug fans like it, and the client loves it, so...
Look, it's a great car dealership. This is nothing against the client.
Yeah.
This is strictly about your choices in the ad.
Yeah. Let me ask you guys a question.
Mm-hmm.
What's the name of the dealership?
Honestly, until we did this particular break, I didn't know. Hmm. Because
you turned it off
well,
at Costa Mesa.
There's so much yelling.
Our listeners sure know because they refer to it by name as Costa Mesa Nissan.
Yeah.
I mean, it's the most famous Nissan dealership in America now, thanks to Beer Mug. And
yep.
Maybe that's his
right.
point.
Pathfinders, Rogues, the Electric Leaf, and the hard-to-find GTRs. Every car, every truck, all Black Friday priced. You want a deal on a Nissan? Costa Mesa Nissan has it. The Nissans you love with Costa Mesa Nissan prices you can't resist. Easy to find off the 405 freeway at the Harbor Boulevard exit and always online at CostaMesaNissan.com.
Dude, you're at a 10. Can't you just maybe at any point in that commercial dip into a nine?
Why, Kevin? There's no room for nine. There's no room for nine. It's always got to be top level.
You are you're getting in the car in the parking lot of the radio station, and you're flooring it, and you're not letting up off the pedal until you get to Las Vegas. I mean, there's no slowing down. There's no stopping in Barstow for donuts.
You got to give listeners a chance to breathe.
You got to get in and out, Kevin. Like you said yesterday, you got to be tight. You got to be fast. You got to be loud.
Costa Mesa Nissan. Simply better.
Dear God,
that
Bugs
is running on our program.
But if you were going to go buy a Nissan, would that not be in your head?
I would go to the Costa Mesa Nissan and I would say, if you promise to never hire Beer Mug to do another commercial, I will buy two cars from you today.
There you go.
Simply better.
6.7 K-Rock is KROQ. You're listening to the Kevin and Bean Show at 6:55.
RJ Bell, pregame.com in Las Vegas, going to try to make our listeners some money talking about the NFL. Three big games tomorrow and then the rest of the NFL Week 13 happening this Sunday. That's coming up right after the top of the hour. First, though, here's Allie in for Ralph with the Showbiz Beat on a Wednesday.
I love that guy, that RJ Bell.
RJ Bell, he's great.
He's like
he knows his stuff,
sorcerer.
Man.
He is a sorcerer.
It's crazy how much money our listeners have won off of his pick so far, by the way. So
although 1-2 this past week, what's up?
He's been warning us every week that eventually he was gonna fall apart, and it was gonna happen. And please bear in mind that that's just how it goes.
But we can still call him a loser, right?
Absolutely, yeah. Okay. Just because he's at like 78% for the year, we should still call him a loser.
Instead
sure,
of 80. Yeah.
All right. See.
Time for the showbiz.
All right, let's move on. Hey, you guys, you know the big movie coming out that's supposed to come out? The new Steve Jobs flick? Sony, then Sony dropped it. Well, now Universal has picked it up, but then Christian Bale dropped out. Don't worry. It's on track.
Okay.
Michael Fassbender. What? Playing Steve Jobs.
I mean, he's one of those guys who's such a great actor. I think he could play anything.
He can pull it off. Well, here's the interesting part to me. Who's supposedly in talks to play the Woz?
Okay.
I get it. Seth Rogen.
Oh, sure.
Done.
Totally.
Totally. Totally. I'm totally in.
That's funny.
I know. I would see
now
it.
Now I'm in, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, supposedly it's going to go. Budget more than $30 million. Let's hope it stays on track.
And Aaron Sorkin wrote it, remember?
Aaron Sorkin wrote it. Danny Boyle directing. Aaron Sorkin.
Genius.
The fast talking about computer stuff.
Seth Rogen better learn how to talk and walk at the same time.
That's true.
Oh, man. Amy Schumer's. Did you see her Sorkin parody?
Yes, her fast food parody.
Oh,
yeah.
Yes. It's the most genius thing I've ever seen in my life.
She's awesome.
That was a little turn right there. Frances Bean Cobain, the late Kurt Cobain's daughter, is set to be the executive producer of a film, Kurt Cobain Montage of Heck. Now, here's the thing. 200 hours of unreleased music, home movies, and 4,000 pages of writings. Unbelievable.
Wow. How many hours?
200 hours of unreleased music.
Wow.
And then you've got the home movies nobody has seen, artwork that nobody has seen. Been working on this movie with the family for 8 years. Brett Morgan, I don't know if you saw the Rolling Stones documentary, Crossfire Hurricane.
I did not.
It was great.
Amazing. That's great. Who's in charge of this. He also did the Robert Evans, The Kid Stays in the Picture.
Wow.
One of the best documentaries I've ever seen.
Can't wait. When does this come out?
Supposedly
next
year.
Is it this Friday?
Huh? Yeah. No.
Oh, next year.
No, next year. HBO. Sorry about that.
All right.
Yeah. Got your hopes up, didn't
you? Yeah, well, it sounds good.
Gary. Hey, do you guys remember the last time you puked?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. Me too.
No, never mind.
I don't.
Okay. Well, here's the thing. Eva Mendez was talking about motherhood, and she was saying, it's so hard to be a baby. Motherhood is a piece of cake, but my baby has thrown up twice today. I haven't even thrown up since the mid-90s.
Mid-90s?
What? Wow.
The mid-90s?
She has control when it comes to drinking.
Right? So I started asking around, and I asked Dave, the King of Mexico. He's like, oh, last time I was sick. Chip said, oh, yeah, I got my teeth done and had a weird reaction.
Mid-90s. That's crazy.
I was in Vegas for Frozen Fury for the Kings this past, month or two ago. That was bad.
Ralph Garman's 50th birthday.
I just remembered when I last threw up. It would have been September 2013. It was after I got my gallbladder out, and it was a lingering reaction to anesthesia that made me throw up while I was recovering. That was the last time I threw up. That's not necessary. We all know what vomit is.
That was it, too.
That was not necessary. So my story is not quite as exciting as everybody else's that involves drinking, but...
No, yours just involved a huge life-changing moment.
But I feel like it's easier on babies because when you grow up, nobody cleans it up for you. You know what I mean?
Well, if you're lucky,
wipes the baby up, makes sure he or she is clean, everything's all good. When you grow up, you have to do that for yourself. That sucks.
But always have a fridge full of Pedialyte. That's a good idea.
That is a...
Anyone?
Oh!
No?
Wow. This sound effect.
What's happening?
It's not stopping.
All right, I think that's maybe enough.
All right.
Enjoy your breakfast, everybody.
Good morning. Secret to a happy marriage?
Yes.
I would say trust. Mm-hmm. I would say communication. Well, Mary J. Blige, she's been married for 11 years. And due to a few strict rules such as this one, very happily.
Okay.
All her friends are female and all her hubby's pals are guys. There's no changing that. Nope. She's not going to have a guy friend.
So then they don't have trust, then it sounds like.
That's my thought.
Yeah, that seems like a bad precedent.
That doesn't sound good.
That's like saying no one of the opposite sex is worth being friends with.
Right, because obviously you can't control yourself.
Right.
Wow, that's not good.
I don't think it is. Huh. I am not going to take her advice.
Good.
So sorry, Mary J. I know you were counting on me. Birthdays. Actress Kristen Bauer. She is 48. You know her from True Blood. Peter Facinelli, 41. Singer Natasha Bedingfield, 33. Rita Ora, 24 years old. I'm Allie McKay, in for Ralph Garman with the Showbiz Beat.
You should go to krock.com right now or kevinandbean.com and check out the final 10 contestants, the top 10 finalists for Miss Double December 2015. It's your chance to vote right now on who your favorite is, and we might be able to sway your mind a little bit with beautiful contestant number one, Marcela, joining us in studio in about 15 minutes or so. We'll get a chance to meet our first of the contestants. Don't forget the live pageant is going to be a week from Friday at the Slide Bar in Fullerton. You're invited to come on down and help us crown next year's winner.
All right, let's go with a loser. He's a loser.
How dare you? RJ Bell on the line from Las Vegas. He is the founder of pregame.com. RJ, you warned us several weeks in a row that you weren't always going to be 3-0 or even 2-1. Eventually, it was going to fall apart on you, and last week was the week. What happened, sir?
Well, first off, let's get something straight. 1-2 is not falling apart. It's one tick away from 2-1.
Look,
so 0-3 would be falling apart.
You were 80% before last week, and you dropped all the way to 76%.
So why should we listen to you at all today? You clearly don't know what you're talking about, RJ.
Listen, I hear. I don't know how much thought went into the loser thing. I will say this is, you know, we've had 11 weeks, and I've lost two. So you're right.
Yeah, pretty good. All right, what do we got this week?
I just want to shout a quick shout out to the listeners who were on the fence week after week. They were thinking, oh, that RJ, man, he really knows what he's talking about, but I'm not comfortable betting. I'm going to sit this one out. Oh, he's 3-0 again, week after week. Last week was the week. A lot of our listeners finally got on board with your picks. I just want you to know that, RJ.
Well, we know that does happen. That does happen.
All right, well, let's take a look at week 13, and let's start with a Sunday game. This is your underdog special. I can't imagine anyone wants to tune in to watch the Giants at Jacksonville, but what do you think, RJ?
Yeah, the underdog here is Jacksonville. You can get a +3, which is a key number in the NFL. I like Jacksonville here as the underdog special. Listen, Jacksonville is bad. No non-professional bettor wants to risk their money on this team. Last 12 games, 3-9 against the spread. Last week against the Colts, their yardage was more than doubled against Indianapolis, so they were dominated. They don't have a particularly good home field. But let's look at the team they're playing, the Giants. The Giants are 3-8. Our data goes back 25 NFL seasons. This is only the sixth 3-8 team to be an away favorite in a quarter century. And this Giants team isn't even a good 3-8 team. Six of their losses has been by double digits. And keep in mind, this is a Giants team that is physically worn down. The last three games, they played Seattle, a very physical team, San Francisco, a very physical team, and then Dallas in another physical team, and that's a rivalry game. And remember, this Giants team, to wrap up here, is used to playing in the playoffs. They're used to playing for playoff positioning or to make the playoffs. They're out of it right now. So it's a holiday weekend. Their dream is crushed. They're traveling to Jacksonville. I don't think the motivation is going to be there. I think Jacksonville plus three is a good pick.
All right. All right, next up, it's Kevin's Arizona Cardinals. Had a little bit of a stumble in Seattle last week, but still have the best record in the NFL at 9-2. They are going up against the hapless but first-place Atlanta Falcons in Atlanta.
Some could call Arizona a loser, you could, from last week. But let's not let that loss deceive us. First off, to win in Seattle is very difficult. One of the best home fields in the NFL. So that's an expected loss. And let's not be distracted from how good Arizona is. Last 20 games. They've lost only four, and they've lost only four against the spread. They have not allowed a 100-yard rusher for 21 straight games. And this defense is getting even better. The first eight games of the year, Arizona had eight sacks, only eight in eight games. Last three games, they've had 17 sacks.
Wow.
So this is a team that's even though they have an excellent record, the defense seems to be getting any even better. Now, the flip side, people don't realize how bad Atlanta is. They're still in the race for the NFC South, but you look back their last 21 games against teams other than Tampa Bay. So the last 21 games, they've only won four times. So this is a team, other than Tampa Bay, they're hardly beating anyone. Atlanta has the worst defense in the league. And not to get too nuanced, but they've actually had an easy schedule. So because of that easy schedule, you would think their stats would be even better, but they have the worst stats anyway. So when you have the worst stats and you had an advantage, that really shows you how bad the Atlanta defense is. And obviously, Arizona's only laying 2.5 here. It's less than a field goal. And if it is a close game at the end, Arizona has done exceptionally well in the fourth quarter. This season, they've outscored their opponents 91-34 in the fourth quarter. So in a close game, that's an advantage. Best bet, Arizona.
I'm surprised that Arizona isn't favored by a million points in that game, by the way.
And oftentimes people do fall into the trap of small road favorites in the NFL. It looks really good because obviously that road favorite is the better team, and it feels like, oh, it's less than a field goal. Or remember the Steelers game was like this a few weeks ago when the Jets, Pittsburgh was only favored by like 4.5
at
New York.
Right.
This is a classic trap in the NFL, but I do think in this case, and I rarely play road favorites, but in this case, it's Atlanta is just worse than people think.
All right. We talked about the Arizona Cardinals. They're first place in the NFC West. Now let's see who's going to be in second place after tomorrow night. You've got Seattle traveling to San Francisco. Both clubs are 7-4. What do you think, RJ?
This is a big game pick, and we're going with San Francisco only laying 1 point, only favored by 1 point. And Seattle is really good as an underdog. Last 18 times they've been an underdog, they've lost against the spread only three times amongst those 18. But let's go back to something we talk about occasionally. Home field in the NFL is worth 3 points. So with San Francisco at home only favored by one, it's really saying that these teams aren't even close. Seattle is like a much better team. I don't think that's true. And I think that's the source of the value here. And Seattle also is not near as good on the road. If you go back 10 seasons, at home we talked about them. They've covered 68% of the time, almost 7 out of 10 games at home, but on the road only 40% of the time. That the spread is supposed to even that out, but for them, there's such an extreme difference with Seattle between home and road, it doesn't even it out. And this is a Seattle team that's not near as good as last year's championship team. The defensive line is struggling. If you dig into the stats, it says so very pronounced that the stats are struggling defensively. And they've had a big injury on the offensive line. Their center is out, so they're having trouble running the ball. So you might think, okay, Russell Wilson, he's a big name. He won the Super Bowl last year. Last four games, he's thrown on average for less than 200 yards per game. And lastly, you look at San Fran, there's a lot of narrative about Harbaugh and trouble with the coach. Hey, listen, from day one with San Francisco, Harbaugh against the spread, 39 winners, 23 losers. This is a guy that exceeds expectations. The big game pick, San Francisco -1.
All right. I'm so nervous about that game.
Yeah, it's a good game to watch.
My whole Thanksgiving, I'll tell you that. I just prefer to think back only as far as last week when I think about the Seahawks this year. I'd like to forget about the rest of the season. The team I saw last week is the team I want to see in San Francisco tomorrow night. All right, so recapping, RJ Bell's Week 13 NFL picks. Underdog special is Jacksonville +3. Your best bet is Arizona -2.5, and the big game is San Francisco -1 over Seattle. Go to pregame.com, and you can get RJ's read on all the games and all the sports. You do great work over there on the site, and you can follow him on Twitter at RJ in Vegas. Have a great Thanksgiving, sir. Thanks for the time.
You too, guys.
The sold-out 25th annual K-Rock Almost Acoustic Christmas shows are almost here Saturday and Sunday, December 13th and 14th at the Forum. You know, we've been giving away tickets every hour starting at 9 a.m. at the top of the hour all the way up until 5 weekdays. But we also have a pair that we like to give away early in the morning for Kevin and Bean listeners that are with us like about this time right now. And this time we are looking for U2 fans. If you want to go to Night 2 and see U2 along with all the other acts, we'll give you a chance to earn those tickets. U2 fans only, please, at 1-800-520-1067. You know who is going to be at that show, Kevin, both nights of that weekend?
Who?
Is whoever wins Miss Double December 2015. The competition is up and running at KRock.com right now, and it's time to meet our First Lady.
Here she comes. She's our Miss Double December.
Boobies.
She's an angel, and just look at those cans.
Big ones, right?
She's got big guns, baby. She's got the hoots. Boy, how she gets me excited. Hey, look, my is hard.
We have a winner, ladies and gentlemen. We have a winner. Nope. Marcela is the new Miss Double
Disney. We don't have a winner yet. She's a great contestant. You can vote for her if you'd like, but it's not over.
Hi, Marcela.
Good morning.
Don't be shy.
Just a little.
Well, welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show. It's great to see you. We have many questions for you, including how did you hear about the competition and why did you decide to enter?
Well, my friends are firm believers in my boobs.
Okay.
They try to convince me every year, and I'm just so like, oh, no, it's okay. And finally, I did it.
Finally decided to do it.
Really?
Yes.
Now, why in past years when they've come up to you and said, I think you would be a great Miss Double December, why did you not want to do it? Because I understand you are a K-Rock fan, so it's not like they were trying to talk you into something you hadn't heard about.
I just get so nervous with people, and I'm not really out there sometimes, and... But I guess I decided to take a leap for it today.
Nicely done.
Thanks.
Okay, well, we're glad you did. Kevin, you have any questions about the entry form that Marcela filled in on air?
Well, she has filled out some questions. If you wrote an autobiography, what would the title be? Marcy, the kind of human wreckage that you love.
Wow.
What,
I like that.
What does that mean?
Actually, it's a lyric from a My Chemical Romance song.
Oh,
yes.
Nice.
Big
we should have known that.
Should have known that.
We're lame.
So you don't have a lot of tortured, broken boyfriends in your past?
No, not at
okay.
all.
Just
one
or
two.
Maybe more.
If you could have one, superpower, what would it be? Absorption of memories, skills, and powers by touch so I could absorb other abilities, or kill people by touch?
Either one. I think that's interesting.
That seems like a power that we wouldn't want to give you.
I know.
Might be a little bit too much. And describe yourself in 140 characters or less. You say, I'm a super awkward girl with a weakness for face and hand tattoos.
I am.
Tell me about that.
Guys with face tattoos.
Yes. I don't know what it is. I don't.
That's so weird.
You don't have them.
No, I don't.
No.
I thought about it.
How about Mike Tyson? What do you think of Mike Tyson's face tattoo?
That's cool.
You're the only person who has ever responded positively to what that man did to his face.
She likes face tattoos.
That is so weird. I mean, look, I understand that there are a lot of people out there who have face tattoos and they like them, but it's rare to find somebody who that's like a turn on for. Is it because you think does it make them seem dangerous somehow or unpredictable? What do you think that's about?
I think the dangerous side, because
you sort of
do you like
that.
Bad boys?
Yeah, I do. It's my thing.
All right.
Okay. All right. It says here that pizza and cheeseburgers are your favorite. I am looking at you right now, and I'm calling BS on that.
I had a Western bacon last night for dinner.
Really?
Yes. We all despise you.
What do you do to stay in this kind of shape, though, with that flat a stomach if you're eating like that?
I constantly go running every day.
Okay. You're a runner? Right. Okay. And the next question I have to ask is, how do you run with those?
Three sports bras.
three at the same time.
They're dangerous. I don't want to, like...
You could knock yourself
out. Yeah, I don't want to hit someone while running.
You could.
Somebody else? You're worried about hitting somebody else? Oh. All right. So you can go to krock.com or kevinandbean.com right now, and you can see Marcela's photo shoot. You can see her questionnaire again. How are you getting the word out for people to vote for you, Marcela?
Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, all my friends.
Mm-hmm. They've been pretty responsive so far? You've been happy with it?
Yes, very happy, actually.
Okay. Now, you're going to go into the next room, as I understand, and you're going to be doing a talent for us today that we'll also put the video up. And this is the same talent, I think, that you're going to be performing at the pageant a week from Friday. What are you going to be doing?
Hula hooping.
Always good.
Yes.
Crowd pleaser.
Really? Nothing wrong with a girl hula hooping. That's just that's a 100% good.
She knows her audience, doesn't she? All right. For people who are just hearing you for the first time and want to know why you should be Miss Double December 2015, why they should vote for you, Marcela, what do you tell them?
I'm a fun time. I'm a blast in a glass. I have big boobs, so what else do you need?
What else
USA!
Do you need?
USA! Right. USA! USA! All right, Marcela, good luck to you. We'll see you next week. Thanks so much for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
All right, no mouthing off today, Sanchez. All right, let's just get in here and let's just play the game and let's have fun, okay?
He's not going to say anything because he knows I'm in the lead now. There's nothing to brag about.
Here's the thing with title fight. It's King of Mexico versus Lisa May.
Hey, guys.
King of Mexico won, I don't know, I think once and has been mouthing off ever since. And then Lisa destroys him every other
week.
Boy,
has this been a close competition, and I'm excited for this round. My gosh. This is exciting.
All right. So these are all you two songs. And Dave is going to try and give you clues that don't include the words in the song. You have to come up with the title of the song.
Keyword try.
Right. Yes. Correct.
Yes.
Okay.
All right. Who do we have? We have Glenn.
A little game we like to call Title Fight is who we have.
Thank you. Presenting Kevin and Bean's Title Fight. Two people enter the ring. Only one leaves with the tickets. Let's get ready to go to a concert.
And now we go to Glenn on line one in San Dimas. Hey, Glenn, welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show, my friend. How are you?
All right. How are you doing?
Very good. Thank you. Good
morning.
Good morning.
Sound like you were going to say something else. All right, we're going to let you pick your partner. You can either take Lisa May, who's great, or Dave, who sucks at this. But then, since you get to pick your partner, you also have to go first. So that's a lot to consider. How do you want to proceed, sir?
Let's go with Lisa May.
Yeah, good choice. Yeah, good choice.
That is a good choice.
All right, 45 seconds on the clock. Again, all of the answers will be U2 songs. The only thing I'll remind you that we haven't mentioned yet is if you're just completely drawn a blank, you're totally stuck, just go ahead and pass. And if you have any time left at the end, you can always go back and pick it up.
And
okay?
a little behind the scenes in that Dave and Lisa do not look at the song titles until the clock starts.
Right.
So they don't get
the
plan. Yeah, they don't get to plan out the clues. All right, here's Lisa. Here's your 45 seconds. Here we go.
All right. When someone does things that you just don't understand, they don't make any sense to you. They're so confused.
Stuck in a moment you can't get out of?
No.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Okay. 1/1/15 will be what?
New Year's Day.
Yes. The final day of every week is?
Sunday, Bloody Sunday.
Okay. When you're very, very dizzy.
Vertigo.
Yes. When you've been searching and searching and someone says, how's it going? And you say, I don't know. I'm searching, searching for this thing. Can't seem to.
Elevation?
No.
Go back to the
other one. The first one is.
All right. Well, look, you guys are good.
Three. Those were good.
The ones that you had trouble with were Mysterious Ways was the first one up.
Yeah.
That's a tough one.
Yeah.
And you were so close, Lisa, to screwing it up saying, I still haven't found what I'm looking for was the searching and searching one that we were looking for. By the way, Lisa, isn't Sunday the first day of the week, not the last day of the week?
Oh, I think of it as the last day.
Technically,
of the week.
Yes.
It is the first day.
Yeah.
Three is not bad, though, Glenn. I got to be honest. Three is not bad for 45 seconds. Congratulations. You are in the running to be America's Next Top Model. Let's go. I'm sorry, to win tickets to see U2 Night 2 of Acoustic Christmas. Let's go to Robert. He's our next contestant in Pasadena. Hey, Robert.
Hey, good morning, guys. Lisa, Dave.
Good morning.
Hey, man.
Do you feel you would have done, Robert, had you been receiving Lisa's clues?
Lisa was pretty bad that round.
Wow. A little smack talking.
Ooh,
you and Dave deserve each other.
All right.
All right. Let's see how you're feeling 45 seconds from now when you don't come up with more than three. So good luck to you, sir.
Good.
Oh, boy. All right. Me, the opposite of me, but it's either or. Oh, man, this is tough.
Pass.
All right. If you want somebody really bad, what is it called? If you want something really bad, you want it really bad. What?
Keep saying it over and over again, Dave.
Desire. Yeah. You got it.
Yes. All right, cool. It's not a terrible afternoon, but it's a
beautiful day.
Nice. All right. This guy was in the Ramones.
I got it. Can't allow that, Dave. I'm sorry.
You have it. Keep going.
All right. You drive on these, and it's what we are called.
The streets have no name.
All right. Let's see. When I'm talking about a person and you're missing them, are.
Oh, wow. So that's a three time. Also. So we have to go to the clock to find out who's our winner, right?
Oh, no. They each got three.
No, because they didn't. Neither of them finished, Beans. So
all right,
the time.
All right. Here's how we do it, right? So now we each have a tiebreaker song, and whoever gets it the quickest wins.
Okay.
Is that how we do it?
That's how we
verify.
That's
never how
that's
we've
how
done
we
it.
Do it.
And
we yet, this is how we do it.
And yet we do have a tie, so let's try that.
All right, so Glenn.
Hey, Robert, sorry about that whole Ramon thing, man. No, I blew that one.
No, how could you have blown that one since Ramon is in the title? Let's go to Glenn.
It's been a long time since we've had any kind of competition end like this for the title fight. But, Glenn, I guess we're into extra time here, dude. You ready to go for your bonus round?
All right, Lisa. Let's get a good one.
Only
here.
Only one song. Let's see how many seconds it takes you. Go.
All right, now, hold on. Okay.
Oh, what do you mean, hold on?
I was just going to say, let's make sure that Muggs or somebody is watching the clock and closely.
Okay,
that's
go.
All.
Go.
All right, here we go. Candy is super, super...
Candy is what?
It tastes what?
Sweet.
Yes, and there's an item that is the most.
Oh, shoot.
The most, what did you just say?
The most sweetness? I pass, Lisa.
What is that?
Think of another clue. Think of another clue.
Okay, this is the best item ever because it tastes so much like candy. It's the...
I can't even think of a song right now.
I don't know what else to do. I'm
so
sorry. All right. This person is the nicest person in the world.
They're the sweetest thing.
Yes!
42 and a half seconds.
Sweetest thing is what we were looking for. Those were good clues, Lisa. That wasn't on you, Lisa. That was on Glenn.
42 and a half. You had 45 the first time.
All right, let's go to Robert. Robert, how do you feel?
I feel confident.
All right.
Man, I hope I don't blow this. This is a tough one.
Come on, Dave.
Here we go. Hey, Robert, I'm going to try my best, man.
Here we go.
All right. It's the opposite of moving freely. And it's...
Stuck in a moment, you can't...
Boom! Yeah!
You rule, Robert. That. Dave and Robert are the winners. Robert, congratulations. You've just won tickets to the sold-out 25th Annual K-Rock Almost Christmas featuring you two on December 14th at the Forum. Thanks for playing Title Fight.
Thanks for playing Kevin and Bean's Title Fight.
Oh, yeah!
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. You're listening to the Kevin and Bean Show at 7:55.
Got a brand new Kevin and Bean Internet Roundup for you coming up right after the top of the hour. And then our old friend Russ Leatherman, formerly known as Mr. Movie Phone, now the Movie Man, will review the weekend's big films for the holiday weekend. It's Wednesday. Allie is here in for Ralph Garman with the Showbiz Beat. What's going on?
Well, I apologize to everyone for not doing this update earlier.
Okay. Did you miss something big?
It's, yeah, pretty big.
Okay.
The coveted Mirror Ball Trophy.
The what?
Yeah, you heard me. The coveted Mirror Ball Trophy.
Who wins that? Is this Dancing with the Stars?
Dancing with the Stars. Yeah, Dave said to me, have you talked about it yet? No, Dave, I haven't, because nobody really cares.
Yeah, but do not take direction from Dave.
Well, just letting you know, Alfonso Ribeiro and Whitney Carson took home the coveted Mirror Ball Trophy. 19 seasons that show has been on.
Really?
I haven't watched one.
Do you win...
Really?
A big cash prize in addition on that program, or is it just the Mirror Ball?
I think it's a resurgence of your career. You actually become a little bit more of a star.
Hmm. Okay.
Maybe?
I don't know. Well, Carlton needed that.
Money tied to it. I do know that we had the producers on when they started the show, and we told them that it was a disaster and it would never work.
It would
work.
Never take off.
19 seasons later.
I'd still stick with it, though. I mean, I feel if you say it enough and louder,
I don't think we can say louder.
Okay.
Yeah.
Moving on. We talked about this yesterday. Ariana Grande, lovely young lady, singer. Not a fan, Bette Midler, which makes no sense, but Bette Midler wound up saying to the UK's Telegraph that she doesn't understand her slithering around on a couch looking so ridiculous. Trust your talent. You don't have to make a whore out of yourself to get ahead. Well, Ariana has responded, or somebody responded for her. She has tweeted, Bette was always a feminist who stood for women being able to do whatever the F they wanted without judgment. Not sure where that bet went, but I want that sexy mermaid back. Always a fan, no matter what, my love. Zing!
Yeah.
Just boom, right there.
I agree with you 100%. There's no way Ariana Grande wrote that.
No.
Because it's very clever and references things that happened long before she was born.
Yeah.
And I would also like to say, I'm with Kevin, that I don't think Bette Midler or anybody should be talking our young women out of whoring it up if that's what they want to do.
You're sticking with that.
Well, I'm saying if they truly want to be whorish,
why should we stand in the way of a young woman's dreams, Allie?
Right, let's support that.
Well, I just think that if that's the bar, then everybody feels they have to do that.
They don't.
But they feel they have to.
But let's say they can, though, if they want to, Lisa. That's our point.
That's our point.
And then there's my point.
I like your point, Lisa.
I can only hear our point.
That's great. really weird
it's
how that happens.
It's just not coming in my headphones.
Interesting how that happens. Well, if you are like me and you wake up, first thing you do, you check Facebook, you check Twitter. Don't even think about getting any Prince news.
He has
left the building. Yeah. He has taken all of his accounts off, even his official account on YouTube. He has taken most of his songs off of there. Kevin's reaction was, well, he's obviously got something in the works.
Yeah,
possibly
I figured he'd
a website.
Make a website where he made people go to his website to see his music.
I would say that might be it. Or he just said, enough. I can't take these trolls anymore. I am Prince.
Could be.
Or he never looked at it in the first place.
That's true.
Didn't even
know
where
he was
on Twitter. I think that's probably it. Well, this cracked me up. Kylie Jenner, obviously one of the youngest of all the Kardashians, is actually listening to her family.
What?
Reports are she has broken up with her boyfriend, Tyga, because her whole family thinks the rapper is just using her for publicity.
What?
You mean what you do? That's not okay?
From the family? That's all they do?
It made me chuckle.
Wow.
Oh, that family, I tell you. Well, you may be saying to yourself, what is Shia LaBeouf up to after he allegedly...
Hey, Allie, I'm sorry to interrupt.
Yes.
What is Shia LaBeouf up to?
Thank you. I was just going to mention it. He supposedly, you know, spit on a cop. He interrupted the performance of Cabaret. He was going in a bad way,
right,
if you will. Mm-hmm. Well, he checked in a hearing with a judge in New York City. Apparently, he's doing very well in outpatient rehab. And the judge did what most judges do. He gave him a thumbs up.
He did?
Yeah, which,
judges
what?
Do that?
No, judges don't. Unless
thumbs
it's
up.
Like your honorable Arthur Fonzarelli. Who does that? Like, who just gives you a thumbs up? But apparently, this judge did. Did I just do a Happy Days reference?
You did.
I apologize to
you did,
anyone
Arthur Fonzarelli.
Listening.
Way to know your audience, Allie.
Wow. I know. As I said it, I'm like, that was dumb. Hey. But, yeah, so that's basically the judge saying, you're on the right track, Shia. Keep going.
It does seem like he hasn't been in trouble in a while.
Absolutely.
And he was great in the Fury movie.
Yes.
And then I also think he showed some real self-referential humor by appearing in that video that
Absolutely.
We spotlighted, the Kevin that you love so much, about the guy who wrote the song about Shia LaBeouf being a cannibal.
That is the best
so
ever.
Good.
Seemed like he was in on the joke for once.
But the judge did not know that he was a cannibal, apparently, because
that's
I don't
true.
Think
Wouldn't
he'd
let him
get
go.
The thumbs
yeah, I don't
up.
Think he'd give him the thumbs up.
I don't think so.
That video is so good.
It is.
Oh, with the clapping and the... oh, it's just good. So anyway, next hearing coming up in March... Stay the course, Shia. Stay the course. You're a talented young buck. Some birthdays. Actor Peter Facinelli. He is 41 years old. Singer Natasha Bedingfield is 33. And singer Rita Ora is 24. I'm Allie McKay in for the Showbiz Beat.
I've got the CBS Morning News on right now, and they're talking about what it takes to get a Turkey presidential pardon. That's the so all other problems in America have been solved now, right? We're digging deep into the world of the president pardoning turkeys for Thanksgiving.
That's one of the things that I hate the most. It drives me crazy. Ha ha, it's cute. He's pardoning a turkey. Stop it!
But everything's fine in Ferguson, though, right? We're cool there.
You know what's the best part about that?
We're cool everywhere.
You know what's the best part about the president pardoning the turkey? You get to see it at Disneyland.
Okay.
Oh, do they bring the turkey to Disneyland?
Oh, yeah. It hangs out at Disneyland through all of Christmas.
Okay, you're too happy about that.
Yeah, it's cool. Because you see, that's – dude, that – that turkey met the president.
All right.
I have it.
All right. I have a question. If we play the internet roundup theme, will Dave shut up?
Yo, K-Rock listeners around the world, it is time for the internet roundup. So tell all the boys and girls, we've got fun and sexy, even music too. We've got all the greatest videos, and they're mostly on YouTube. Click your mouse.
Got a good batch for you this week. It's the best viral videos all across the internet. We put in one handy location at kevinandbean.com or krock.com, curated by our own producer, Dave, the King of Mexico.
Hello.
And we start first in Britain. Here's a news presenter. Her name is Martine Croxall. She works for the BBC Channel 9, and she's getting ready to do the news. And she's standing in the wrong place in the studio. She thinks the camera is coming onto her where she is in the studio, but the camera opens the news with a shot of her empty chair. And she starts talking as she walks toward the chair and very casually gets into the chair and starts doing the news. And I think she handled it pretty well.
It's 9 o'clock. I'm just going to move back to the main set. I know this has happened before. But here we are. If I sidle in, you can pretend that you haven't noticed. Come on, Lewis Hamilton.
And then she just goes on with the news. Like, she's a champ. You didn't see that part.
Pretty strong.
Also in London, these guys are just goofing around while they're waiting for their subway train, and they decide to start playing a game of invisible ping pong, where they're actually going through the motions as if they're playing ping pong, and they're getting further and further apart from each other and making the sound effects with their mouth, and the crowd is eating it up. No paddles, no balls. And it goes on for like a minute.
How do you agree with somebody? Let's do that.
I don't know.
That's weird.
I don't know, Dave. Do you know any backstory on how that came to be? It's funny, right?
It's funny, but I don't know how it came to be. Yeah. They're just waiting for the tube.
Now we go to Australia. There's a reporter who, of all places, is doing a story from Venice Beach in Southern California at a skate park. And he's facing the camera and doesn't see that there's a guy who wipes out on the track behind him. And the skateboard just flies through the air and hits him in the head while he's live on the air.
You sort of hear it and see it at the same time.
Thousands of additional skateboards.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I'm good.
I can't believe he wasn't more hurt, by the way. That had to really feel bad to hit the head with a skateboard.
As someone who's been hit by trucks before from a skateboard, that hurts and that can knock you out. So the fact that he still was conscious after that was amazing.
Pretty impressive, yeah. Great video, though. All right, this is funny. Woody Harrelson is doing a press tour to promote the film that he's currently in, The Hunger Games: Mockingjay, that's out right now. He's doing this along with his co-star from the film, Liam Hemsworth. Now, Liam makes a reference to his brother Chris. Woody Harrelson has no idea until that moment that Chris Hemsworth, who plays Thor in the Avengers movies, and Liam Hemsworth from the Hunger Games are brothers. He doesn't know that they're brothers. Like, how do you not know that they're brothers?
I don't know.
They look alike. They're both actors, and they have the same last name. But listen to it dawn on him.
Hey, Chris.
Doing great.
Got a brother called Chris.
Yeah, Chris Van Vliet, CBS Cleveland.
And you do have the same last name.
Yeah, they're brothers. Can you believe that?
Honestly, never put that together.
Somehow I feel like
how
that.
High is he all the time?
How high is he? Somehow I feel like that happens to him a lot.
Yeah.
All right. Here's a woman who's very talented. She's filming this video in her car while she's stuck in traffic, and she decides to start doing all sorts of celebrity impressions. So she does Lena Dunham and Mindy Kaling and Miley Cyrus and Kim Kardashian. And I think in this clip, you're going to hear her doing the voices of Sofia Vergara and Lois Griffin from Family Guy.
I practice patience and keeping it together. You mover, I kill your whole family.
I got to admit, it's kind of nice not having the kids repeat it in the car. Maybe I can listen to whatever I want on the radio. And the party's still jumping because my mama ain't home.
I don't know anything about this woman, but she is great at celebrity impressions.
Yeah, that whole video is good. What makes it even better is she dresses up as these people. And I guess she does it for her Instagram.
Right.
And, yeah, and she dresses up, so you'll see her in like a blonde wig for Alan and stuff like that. So it's crazy that she does
really
it and
well
records
done.
It. Yeah.
Funny or Die is back with a new video just in time for Thanksgiving. Seth Rogen reveals that his father lied to him when he was a kid growing up in Canada that Jews don't celebrate Thanksgiving. And then he moved to America and found out the awful truth.
So they told me that Jewish people did not celebrate Thanksgiving in Canada. And I slowly started to realize that my parents lied to me. And then I finally got to do Thanksgiving, and there was nothing not Jewish about it. All you do is eat and complain.
It's perfect. Saturday Night Live had a pretty good sketch this past weekend. It's a video of all the girls from SNL going back home for Thanksgiving and talking about how awesome it is to just go into your parents' house and they wait on you hand and foot and you eat whatever you want. It's called Back Home Ballers.
Hold up. Y'all don't even know how pimped it is at my mom's house. That bitch puts out so many bowls of things for me. It's insane. I'm up to my ass in bowls. Bowls, all type of bowls. Chips and mix and seashell bowls. My mom's got bowls for everything. Potpourri and nuts and everything. Bowl on the toilet. Bowl on the shelf. Bowl of M&Ms. I can help myself. She puts out these bowls for me. And any bowl I like, I get for free.
Cause I'm a back home.
That Leslie Jones, by the way, who's taken lead on that, has been a great addition to SNL this year, hasn't she? She's very, very funny. All right, moving on with this week's Kevin and Bean Internet Roundup. Our old friend Rosa G is back. We loved her 4th of July song. We loved her Labor Day song, her Halloween song. Now she's got a new one called Thanksgiving. Give some thanks.
Gracias.
And now I'm feeling really sleepy.
Give some thanks.
But then I wake up really quick.
Give some thanks.
Because there's more to be thankful for.
Give some thanks.
Like my amazing wardrobe.
Give some thanks.
And for riding on my scooter outside.
Give some thanks.
Then getting to a really nice park.
Give some thanks.
Standing next to this pretty tree.
Give some thanks.
For nature's amazing mysteries.
Give some thanks.
We love you, Rosa. Great video. You can see that at krock.com. And finally, Jimmy Kimmel is back with the 8th edition of Celebrities Reading Mean Tweets About Themselves.
And that goes something like this.
Chloe Moretz, or whatever her stupid name is, looks like my Seriously, she is not decent looking whatsoever. You must have a really bleached
Michael Chiklis looks like a scrotum.
If an alien landed here and demanded a famous person to eat, I'd drive straight to Adam Sandler's house with a net. Now,
see all these videos at krock.com or kevinandbean.com. It's a brand new Kevin and Bean Internet Round.
Those videos were awesome. Now, baby, go watch me.
Ralph Garman is on vacation this week. He'll be back on Monday. Here's how powerful he is. He requires two people to replace him when he's out. Yeah. Alan McKay is filling in on the showbiz, and our friend Russ Leatherman, the movie man. He's the 6-second review guy, is filling in for Ralph. Listen to this.
The Movie Man 6-second review starts now.
Pretty much a 2-hour trailer for the big finale. Mockingjay Part 1 delivers just enough to keep fans wanting more. Bye-bye.
Hey, Russ Leatherman.
Gobble, gobble, you.
Good morning.
6secondreviews.com is where you find all of Russ's 6-second reviews if you're really in a hurry and need to know. Hey, before we talk about this weekend's movies, I did want to ask you, because the friends that I know that have been to see the Hunger Games movie have not been super impressed. They've kind of said the same thing you did, which is it just seems like a big preamble for the finale. It's not that great on its own. What say you, sir?
Well, let's clarify that. Friend, not friend. let's start with that. And I think it's true. I was in for the movie, but just barely in, because it really was a two-hour trailer trying to get to the big finale, right? And it's interesting, but 2 hours of Jennifer Lawrence's pouty face.
But if you don't see it and skip it just to go to the last movie, if you're a fan, that's not going to be feel right. Well, right? That's why you got
to
go.
Is it possible for me to have liked the movie and agree with Russ?
Yes, that's absolutely possible.
Yeah. All right, I did like it. I did like it, but it is just basically a setup.
Russ, should they have just not made it the final book two movies? Would that have been a more satisfying solution for all of us?
Yeah, for sure. But economically, right, if I can get you to spend $15 on a ticket to see this movie, and they did it with Harry Potter, they've done it with the other movies, I'm going to get you to spend the money, so I'm in. But again, I was frustrated that it really was just Jennifer Lawrence's 2-hour pouty face and the saving of Peter Pocket. That's all that happens in that movie.
I'm not sure it's Peter Pocket. I think it's just Peter.
All right. So Hunger Games: Mockingjay Part 1 was the big movie last weekend. Of course, Thanksgiving is here now, and there are two new releases that we want to talk about. And first up is The Penguins of Madagascar. Now, I can't see this, Russ, as you know, because I'm allergic to animated movies, but a lot of people will go. It's family time this weekend. What do you think?
That doesn't make any sense. What does that mean, you're allergic to animated movies?
He won't go.
Russ, I swear to God, he will not see animation.
That is so stupid.
Have you, agreed?
He'll watch The Family Guy.
I'm sorry. I
know.
I stepped not watch an animated movie.
Russ, I stepped on you. Tell Bean what?
He is stupid.
Okay.
I know that I'm an idiot, that the Pixar films are some of the greatest movies of the 20th and 21st century. I have never seen any of them, and I just can't. I get weirded out by the concept.
Okay, well, that makes you kooky, but The Penguins of Madagascar, a lot of us saw Madagascar, and those are very good movies, very funny family movies. Well, now the best part of those movies are back with just the penguins. It's just penguins. They've got their own movie. They are some of the most elite spies ever hatched. What? See what I did there? and they're joining forces. They got to take down this villain, Dr. Octavius Bryan, who's trying to destroy all of penguin kind. It's a fascinating movie. Do you have a clip to play for us, sir?
Remain calm, penguins. You are now under the protection of the North Wind.
We're not going anywhere with you. We don't even know who the heck you are.
The North Wind is an elite undercover interspecies. An elite undercover interspecies task force dedicated to helping dedicated to helping animals who can't help themselves.
I gotta say, that sounds funny. I might just listen to the movie.
If you don't have a visual, he's crunching on cheesy poop.
I like it.
Right now, John Malkovich, Benedict Cumberbatch, Ken Jeong, you've got a good voice cast. Do you have a 6-second review for this one, by the way?
We don't have, we only had the first one.
Okay, well, let me tell you this. It's kind of like Oops, All Berries. Does anybody know what I mean by that?
No.
Oops, not even a word. Berries? Okay. No, what's that?
Okay, but you remember Captain Crunch, the cereal, right? And it had Crunch Berries.
Right.
And then what they did is they took out the berries and they made Oops All Berries.
Oh, okay, all right.
It was too much berries.
Too much berries.
too much berries. You sort of need the other characters around. I like this movie. It's good family entertainment. A lot of funny stuff, very much like you heard right there, but it could have used the other characters. It's like Oops All Berries.
Okay, all right. Okay, so you enjoyed The Penguins. You wish it had been a little fuller experience, but in general, you're for it.
I think that's exactly what I'm saying, Bean.
Beautiful.
Okay, all right. Next up is a sequel to a movie I never thought they'd make a sequel to when the first one came out, Horrible Bosses, but it ended up being a pretty big hit, and now they're back for round two. What's going on?
Yeah, Horrible Bosses 2. And you're right, the movie was a success. It was reasonably funny, but the guys, now tired of working for Horrible Bosses, they decided to go into business for themselves, right? Because in the last movie, they were going to kill them all off. That's not the plot anymore. Now they've got an investor stealing their idea for a shower buddy, so they decide to fight back. A kidnapping plot ensues. Jason Bateman, Charlie Day, Jason Sudeikis, they're back. Plus, Chris Pine, Christoph Waltz, Jennifer Aniston, Kevin Spacey, Jamie Foxx.
Wow.
That is a hell of a cast, right?
Yes.
Let's take a little listen.
We came up with the shower buddy.
I'm sorry, that name's not official yet. I wanted the shower daddy.
Shower daddy is worse on pretty much every level, so.
Yeah. Why would your buddy be in the shower with you?
Why would your dad?
100,000 units.
I'm afraid I'm going to have to cancel that order.
So cancel?
We have our own new product, the Shower Pal.
It's a better name,
too. It is a better name.
I could give you a plan. 50,000. 600.
So weird how you negotiate.
The kidnapping is off.
No, it's on.
No, it's off.
Okay. I think I'll call the police.
This little one assaulted me.
What? He's Fight Club himself. We got a Fight Club.
Great cast. How's the movie, Russ?
By the way, I can't believe you guys are laughing at that clip.
He's Fight Clubbing himself.
That was kind of funny.
Come on, Russ.
No, I refuse to laugh at this movie. Here's the biggest problem.
All right.
In the first movie, it was all about killing your horrible bosses, right?
Right.
And like, you guys have Mr. McFeatherly or whatever his name is.
Yes.
Everybody thinks at some point about getting revenge on their boss.
Sure.
That premise is gone, so what barely made the first movie funny is completely gone. There's barely a whiff of any of that. And Horrible Bosses 2 isn't horrible, but it's close.
Wow. Okay.
I mean, even Jennifer Aniston and her whole dentist thing. And remember, like, the joke was putting people under anesthesia and molesting them?
That's mm-hmm. right. Mm-hmm.
It's a little too rapey now. It's just everything falls really flat. I would say you want to take a pass on Horrible Bosses too.
All right.
I'm hearing Wait for Cable. That's what I'm hearing from you, Russ.
I think that's true. And by the way, going back to the Hunger Games.
Yes.
You do not have to see that in the theater, The Mockingjay. Why don't you wait 3 months or so, watch it on DVD, because nothing happens in that movie that needs to be seen on a big screen.
Okay.
You save yourself $12, $24, you and a friend, and you can watch it on demand or at home, and you're just as well off setting yourself up for the next movie.
Good what point, do you guys. Know? I watched it and I liked it.
I'm going to do what he says.
Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Russ Leatherman is the movie man. You can get all of his reviews at 6secondreviews.com. Follow him on Twitter at 6secondreviews. Russ, have a great Thanksgiving weekend, my friend. We'll talk to you soon.
You too, guys. Bye.
Bye.
Look, I'm not saying this. The Guinness Book of World Records is saying it. The most popular podcaster in the world is our friend Adam Carolla, adamcarolla.com. You can see him on stage live on Thursday, December 11th at the Grove of Anaheim and the next night on the 12th at the Canyon Club in Agoura Hills. And Adam joins us on the Kevin and Bean Show right now. Hey, Ace Man, how you doing, buddy?
Doing good, man. Excited about Thanksgiving tomorrow.
I am too, and we want to get to your weekend rage here in a second, but I just have to ask in 30 seconds, please. I saw your tweet yesterday that you were at Gene Simmons of Kiss's house. What was that like?
It was incredible. I'm doing a new podcast called Take a Knee. It's kind of an inspirational thing, and he said, come to my house, and we did it in the Kiss Museum where it was nothing but Gene Simmons. I hope you're sitting down. Nothing but Gene Simmons everywhere. I mean, 20-foot-high walls filled with everything Kiss, and just sat at the end of this monument to this guy's career and talked to him about everything but Kiss, about growing up in Israel, about having Hungarian parents, about coming to this land and not speaking the language.
That sounds fascinating.
Totally insane. Yeah.
That sounds wow. fascinating, and I can't imagine having a shrine to yourself in your home. That's weird.
Yeah, for me, it's just not flushing.
Well, Gene Simmons does love Gene Simmons. That's one thing we have known for over the years. So look for that new podcast at adamcarolla.com. It's time for This Week in Rage.
It's time for This Week
in Rage.
Well, starting with three and working my way on up to number one. First off, I sit around every Wednesday and I wait for the phone to ring. And when you guys are going to call, I'm poised by it, as I was this morning. And last week, you guys were calling in at 9:05, and at 9:03, the phone rang, and I said, oh, that's Kevin and Bean, and I picked up the phone, and it was Dr. Drew, and I did that move that we're all guilty of, where I said, hello, Kevin and Bean, and he said, no, it's Drew, and I went, oh, come on, man. I don't know why we're all wired that way, and but we really shouldn't take it out on the person that's calling to say hi.
And you like Dr. Drew.
I like Dr. Drew, and he had no pre-notion that you guys were calling or supposed to call at 9:05, but I was still very angry at Dr.
What was his response to, oh, come on!
I guess I caught you at a bad time. Yeah, you did! Okay? You should have known better. So I hung up on his ass. And then, one of the signs that life is horrible in 2015, or okay. coming up in 2015, and it's just one of those bad life signs. Like, I just drive around. You know, as I say, you drive through L.A., you see barbed wire on the freeway signs, literally a bad sign. That
right.
means you're living in a horrible city.
Right.
bad life sign, and you guys tell me, because this never would have happened when we were kids. The phone rings 30 seconds later, and now I know it's Kevin and Bean, but I pick up the phone, and instead of Kevin and Bean, I hear a voice say, congratulations, and I slam the phone down and think, oh, God!
That's now, the worst.
They didn't get the S out on the congratulations before I slammed the phone down.
Maybe you won something great.
That's all I'm saying. When you were a kid, if the phone rang and the first thing out of the person's mouth was congratulations, you would have been all ears, right?
Yeah, of course.
Absolutely.
You were
like,
yeah.
Someone's getting a new Schwinn. How bad a sign is it that we've constructed a society where you can call anybody and the first word out of your mouth can be congratulations and they'll hang up before they hear what you have to say?
Yeah, that's a good point. There's very little good news that comes via telephone anymore.
It's so sad. I mean, imagine that.
Yeah, congratulations equals scam.
Yes, whatever it is, I don't even want to hear the rest of congratulations
right.
before I hang up on the person. Not a good sign for society. Number two, Bono and Prince. I was thinking about these guys. I saw Bono on TV. I saw Prince on TV the other day. These guys look exactly the same as they did when I was in high school.
Right.
Everyone else, you gray around the temples, put on a few pounds, male pattern, baldness, whatever. These guys have not aged. They are the same. Like, could Prince just put on 4 pounds?
Are you asking for too much for 4 pounds?
4 pounds. I mean, you look, even guys, you know, when guys like Nick Nolte and Jeff Bridges sit around and look at pictures of themselves from 1985, they're like, wow, I was a good-looking, slim, young, now look at me, I'm a hot, haggard mess. What the hell? Prince and Bono will not, Bono, they're not aging, will they?
No, you're absolutely right. It does seem like they've made a deal with the devil, found the fountain of youth, or something. Something's going on.
Yeah, Prince has got that picture of Dorian Black aging in his basement. It's a little joke runs deep. Yeah, I'll tell you who's most pissed is Whitney Houston. If she could, she's dead. and last but not least, Cranberries.
Really?
Cranberries.
What a surprise. Oh, I didn't know you'd bring up cranberry today, Adam. How about that?
Gene, I'm holding a sack of these and my grubby little
Now, hold on a sec. Before you go on, Adam, you're the guy who loves cranberry in a can. That's your preference for Thanksgiving meal, right?
No.
All right. Here's my question. At some point, don't you realize you're losing the fight?
Yeah. Well, you know, I guess we should have told that to all the proud Polish guys who fought the Nazis in World War II, street to street, or the French underground resistance.
You see those as good examples?
Or maybe the New York Giants should have just rolled over when they found out the Pats were 18-0 and coming to town for the Super Bowl a few years ago. No, I'm a warrior.
All right.
I'm a hero, and I don't toss that word around loosely. And
I think
why.
That was the Patriots, but let's hear what you got to say about cranberries this year.
I'm giving everyone my cranberry recipe. First off, I'm holding a sack of cranberries. I look on the back of it to see what the recipe is, and on the back it says ingredients, and then there's a pause, and it says cranberries.
Right.
It's just a sack of cranberries.
Right.
It'd be like if you bought a steak and it said ingredients. Cow. I don't know that we need the ingredients when there's no ingredients, but maybe that's just me. All right, here's what you do. Because Thanksgiving is the one day of the year that the can opener shall not come out, you get a sack of cranberries. You get a pot, you put a cup of water in it, you put a cup of sugar in it, you bring it to a boil, you dump in said cranberries, you stir it around for 8 minutes, you put the lid back on it, you let it cool, and you have fresh homemade cranberry sauce, and you have now shown your family that, in fact, at least one day a year, you care.
Yay!
It's quicker to open a can.
Oh.
The kids are with you, Adam. It's one day a year where you put in an extra 30 seconds, and it's worth it. Pays off. All right. Adam Carolla on stage at the Grove of Anaheim Thursday night, December 11th at 8. Tickets available through adamcarolla.com and the following night at the Canyon Club in Agoura Hills, and that's on the 12th at 9. Again, adamcarolla.com, just $30. Catch a Contractor air Sunday nights at 10 on Spike TV and find the fine family of podcasts at adamcarolla.com. Have a great Thanksgiving, my friend. Enjoy that cranberry. We'll talk to you next week.
It's really impossible to keep up with conversations in this room.
Wow. nuts.
Morning, everybody. Brand new Kevin and Bean Show. It is 8:55.
Because we can't talk about anything without Lisa turning it into nipple talk. That's why.
She does.
That's how I remember her.
Hey, why not win your way into the sold-out 25th annual K-Rock Almost Acoustic Christmas? We have tickets coming up for you in less than 10 minutes right here on K-Rock. Plus, we'll continue to meet the ladies who are vying to be Miss Double December 2015. Contestant number two is going to be T. She is 5'1 and full of fun, I'm told. And she's going to be joining us in studio right after the top of the hour as well. First, though, time for the Showbiz Beat in for Ralph. Here's Allie.
Good morning, you guys. Frances Bean Cobain, of course, Kurt Cobain's daughter, has been tapped as the executive producer of the new documentary Kurt Cobain, Montage of Heck. And the great thing about this documentary, not only who is directing it, Brett Morgan, who's known for Rolling Stones documentaries, he's done amazing work, but the 200 hours of unreleased music. I mean, that's insane.
That is insane.
The amount of stuff to sift through that people are going to hear for the first time. Also, 4,000 pages of his writings, as well as home movies, and artwork never before seen. I think
when excuse me, Al, I'm sorry to interrupt. When they made that announcement yesterday, they did release a clip of one of the unreleased songs. I don't know if you guys heard it or not.
Didn't.
But anytime you get new Kurt Cobain, you got to be excited about it. Here's what it sounds like.
Meet free one day.
Nope.
It's a fun day.
I was surprised.
That is happiness all around the world.
It's Paul McCartney. I could see why they didn't release it, but yeah. I was still surprised. Wow.
That's Paul McCartney, I think.
It definitely is.
Yeah.
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 All right, you guys. Well, HBO.
Too many cooks. No cooks. Too many cooks.
Are you sure? I thought that was the Kurt Cobain.
It sounds similar. I could see how you would get confused. That's more like it.
Sounds like a lot of good music will be in that documentary.
I mean, what album do you put that on?
Well, an unreleased album.
It wouldn't have fit in Utero,
that's
for sure.
That's what I'm saying.
Or would it?
Music. They didn't play a lot of recorder. I guess they decided not to go that way.
Is that his hit, Wrecking Ball?
I think
the fact that he knew that would be a hit before he passed and did it on the recorder is impressive.
So you can see why they didn't release that.
Yeah.
Let's let Allie have some of her time.
Okay. I would love to hear that.
We really could.
Oh, goodness. Well, you know, I have said it once and I'll say it again. I need as many Steve Jobs movies as possible by as many people that I don't think should play Steve Jobs as possible.
Okay.
This one, I feel, actually might work. Of course, Sony bowed out, but now Universal has taken over. It is back on track. Anytime you have Danny Boyle directing, Aaron Sorkin writing,
wow,
you just need the key players.
Yep.
Christian Bale, bailed. Mm-hmm. Now, Michael Fassbender playing Steve Jobs.
He's a great actor.
I'm in.
He seems awfully buff. He's really going to have to let himself go to be a computer geek.
Well, he could slim down.
You know what
down.
I'm saying?
Steve Jobs was pretty thin.
Yeah, he was.
That's my point. Is Michael Fassbender is way too buff to play Steve Jobs the way he looks now. He's really going to have to adopt my exercise and diet plan.
Well,
to get flabby enough to be Steve Jobs.
Well, speaking of flabby, who's going to play the Woz? Well, how about Seth Rogen? Reportedly in talks. So I think the slim down Seth we'll have to add on some pounds.
Oh,
interesting.
I'd be pretty happy about that.
Oh, I'd be so into it. I'm like, what? You need me to gain how much? Done. I'm going to double it. Good times. But that's just me. That is just me. Andy Dick. He dodged.
Guilty.
Well, you would think he has dodged another bullet. I don't know if you heard about it last week. Just cruising down Hollywood Boulevard, snatched a guy's necklace.
Yeah.
What are you doing? He has returned the necklace, and they thought that they could get him on drug charges, but he was in possession of only one Adderall pill. Only one, however, didn't have a prescription, but just too small to press charges. Mm. So Andy Dick, not a problem.
I feel like this story is not going to end well.
It's continual, yeah. Isn't it?
He just can't seem to keep it together.
Just seems like it's sad.
It is sad. Not sad. Birthdays.
Nice.
We all love birthdays.
Nice transition.
Thank you so much. Uh-huh. I've been working on it. Thank you for noticing. Mm-hmm. Kristen Bauer, 48. Peter Facinelli is 41 years old. Natasha Bedingfield, 33. And Rita Ora, a spry 24. Yep, Rodney.
Right.
I'm Allie McKay, in for Ralph Garman on the show.
It's the most wonderful time of the year.
Sing it if you know it.
Double
deep
breaths are a-glowing. They're ready for showing to those far and those near. It's the most wonderful time of the year. This double D.
Yay! All right.
This is the 1 week of the year in particular. You guys are glad I'm not in studio, I bet.
Very much so.
I fall apart around pretty women.
And yet you're still able to make it incredibly uncomfortable most of the time.
Nothing uncomfortable at all about this.
All
right. The voting is open at KROQ.com or KevinAbean.com. You can look at the top 10 finalists to see who you would like to see represent the show next year as Miss Double December 2015. Contestant number two, ladies and gentlemen, T joins us in studio.
Yay.
Here on KROQ. Hi, T.
Hi.
Watch your potty mouth.
I'm watching it. I got it all out.
T has
been warned.
She's a spaz. She is, right?
I'd say firecracker.
Firecracker, okay. It's a nicer word, maybe.
So, T, welcome to K-Rock, first of all. Tell us a little bit about yourself, please.
Well, I started listening to K-Rock because of my boyfriend, who's a big, huge fan, always telling me to tune in, but sometimes I'll turn it off because my daughter's in the car.
Good parenting, yes.
She's a big fan, too. Okay. So
a lot of this program is bad parenting. Inappropriate for children.
She's a big fan.
Okay.
It's fun. He told me to call me at work one day, told me, you should submit. And I was like, no way, I'm not going to do that. And just shut up and do it. Just do it. Go for it.
Now, let me stop you right there, because you probably got yourself a good man there, because
awesome.
Most men would really, I don't think, would be crazy about their girlfriend being Miss Double December. Don't you think, Lisa?
Well, I think he wants to go to shows.
Oh, yeah.
That's what it is. So he's basically pimping out his girlfriend is what's happening
That's
here.
That's probably it, yeah. Smart guy.
Yep.
Yeah.
How old's your daughter, T?
She's 9. She's going to be 9.
Does she have a concept of what Miss Double December is all about?
Yes, yeah, she said, just don't be like the dumb girls. Be the smart.
Be the smart, Miss Double December. Okay, well, we've had lots of those.
Yes.
Don't be like the dumb girls.
Don't be Gucci.
That's pretty cute.
So is this something that you want as well, or are you just doing this for your boyfriend?
I guess now I do. It's fun. I had a great photo shoot yesterday. That was fun. I want to do it. I would love to go to the concerts and work with you guys. That's pretty awesome. I want to now. At first, I was like, no, I don't
do
think
it for your
so.
Boyfriend, but maybe now.
Yeah, no.
You seem very comfortable in front of the camera. You certainly have had a lot of photos that you've been putting up online. God bless you.
You know
for that.
What? He is a great friend. I've known that guy for over 15 years. So it was awesome. I had my boyfriend there, so I felt comfortable. It was cool. Small room, friends, and took some pictures, and why not? Go for it.
Okay. All right, Kevin, anything in the questionnaire you want to talk to T about?
Well, if you could have one superpower, what would it be and why? You say squirt venom.
Mind you, when I did this,
how?
It was just random, right?
Okay. What? How would you squirt
venom?
Yeah,
how does this work?
Well, let's say if my boyfriend made me mad, I would call him over for a nice evening and have fun and squirt some venom, piss me off. Is that a bad word? Piss off?
No, that's okay. You can say that. So
I can't get into detail on squirting.
Oh, geez, did this take a turn? I thought we were talking about like a snake, like you would have it
come
from your
on,
mouth.
Oh, come on, it's Kevin and Bean. We don't keep it PG.
Wow. That went south so fast.
It certainly did. That's what I was referencing by my question, but I wasn't expecting
next
necessarily.
Question, please.
So, in other words, things would be
hey,
going
no
great.
Other words.
Things would be going great for your boyfriend, and then they would be going very, very poorly second later.
Exactly.
See.
All right.
Okay.
If selected as a finalist, you'd be asked to perform in the talent show. What is your talent? You say squishing a watermelon with your thighs.
That's right.
How do you find out that that's your talent?
About 6 years ago, I saw this woman on YouTube, and she was like this fitness model, and she did, and I was like, dude, I got to do that one day.
That's a strange reaction. Like, I've seen stuff like that online, and I never think
that's
that.
That's amazing, right?
Yes.
So I thought about it, and I was talking to my boyfriend about it, and he's like, let's do the watermelon thing. I work out a lot, so I tried
it. Have you tried it yet?
Yes. It was hard.
And you can actually break a watermelon apart with your thighs?
Yes, and it hurts.
How long does it take to squeeze?
A few tries. My legs start shaking and they hurt, but once you get that pop, it's amazing.
That's pretty goddamn impressive.
Right?
And that's something you can picture yourself doing on stage in front of a crowd of 1,000 people next Friday.
Balls to the walls, yeah.
There you go.
Okay.
All right.
Let's do it.
By the way, if you want to vote for T, and you should certainly think about that after this interview, you can go to krock.com or kevinabean.com. You can see her picture up there. You can read her questionnaire, see a bunch of pictures up there. You can cast your vote. That will help us decide who will be Miss Double December 2015. The pageant is going to be on Friday, December 5th this year. It's going to be at the Slide Bar Rock and Roll Kitchen like we do in downtown Fullerton. Get there early. I know your boyfriend's in the Marines. The U.S. Marine Corps is going to be down there, T. They're going to be collecting toys.
We do the
Toys for Tatas again this year, so that's the price of admission is a new unwrapped toy. You can get all those details at krock.com, and I hope you'll make plans to join us down there, everybody.
Oh, yeah. That's going to be fun.
And T, you're going to go in the other room. You're going to do – I guess you're going to try your talent?
I'm going to do my talent.
You're going to do your talent is what I meant. Yes.
Yes.
And some more video questions and stuff, and then they'll put that up online as well.
Can you do me one favor?
Sure.
Can you play Stacey's Mom's Got Going On? You have to do it. Please.
Nope.
Please.
Nope, doesn't work like that.
I'm going to go with no as well.
Well, my daughter's going to be really angry because, you know, Lana's mom's got it going on. So, here we go. All
so
right,
that's how you're going to leave. You're going to make us feel bad for disappointing a 9-year-old girl.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
That's how you're going to come at us, T. And I thought we were getting off to a good start.
You all have right, no
for
idea
in.
How many people we disappoint. It's all right. 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. You are listening to the Kevin and Bean Show. It is 9:41.
Is this it for Allie?
Well, I mean, she's not going to die.
Well,
but this is her last report filling in for Ralph probably for a while, right?
This is it,
yeah.
You guys.
And when we say this is it.
I had to give that key card back.
We mean this is it.
Oh,
really?
Mean this is it?
Yeah, I was told this is it.
Dave gave you a key card that didn't work. I found that funny.
That was the first clue that maybe this wasn't going to work out. Gave me a new one and demanded before he even handed it to me. He's like, you know you have to give this back. Like I just show up randomly someday to hang out. Whatever, Dave.
Seriously. Well, thanks for filling in for Ralph. We've enjoyed it this weekend.
Thank you. I have enjoyed it as well, but thank God Ralph
Lisa
is back.
So happy to have another woman in the studio, by the way.
And you just come in and sit by me. I understand, Lisa. And Lisa told the greatest story of when she first started that she
I don't know that we need to get into that.
Must tell somewhere down the line. Yeah. It just, well, it thank was God a girl for in Lisa tears. May. That's all I'm saying. Thank God she's here.
I agree.
That's all I'm going to say.
We're all with you on that.
Amen. You guys, we talked about it earlier. Eva Mendez, of course, had the most handsome man in the universe's baby.
Yes.
And she kept it pretty private, would always have stuff in front of her, and she just said that was a very conscious effort. She thought the media's whole bump watch, everything was so intrusive and aggressive.
It is absurd.
She wanted to take control of that and protect her baby, Esmeralda, which I love.
That's pretty.
She wanted to protect her baby's privacy before the baby was even born. And she's opened up about some different aspects. She's now doing everything. No nanny involved. No night nurse. No nothing.
Oh, stop showing off.
I know. I just say it's more time with Ryan. Like, well, I don't want anyone else there. I just want me and Ryan.
More Ryan time.
But she also mentioned that it's harder for the baby than it is to be a mother. Because babies have thrown up twice during the interview she was doing. And she said, I haven't thrown up since the mid-90s. Which I think is the most insane thing of all.
That's
she's just
superhuman. She's just saying, I'm not living life.
That's what I look at it as. Like, you need to have some cocktails and start living some stuff. Exactly. Because the last time, we could all pinpoint the last time we threw up.
Yeah.
Yours was Frozen Fury,
Kings in Vegas. Yeah, I went south.
Quick. Mine was the next day after Ralph Garman's 50th birthday. Okay. A couple weeks ago. Yeah. For a couple days, actually.
Oh, good.
Yeah, I nailed it.
Yeah. I went to a bar and then a restaurant, so I mixed sangria with wine.
Oh, yeah, don't mix.
And so that went bad.
That's bad.
Really bad, yeah.
Beer mug this morning?
No.
8 o'clock this morning?
No, right.
During the summer, I was in the Hard Rock Hotel pool.
Oh.
The best thing is about that is you just do it and no one knows. It just washes all away.
Oh, no.
The worst thing I've ever heard.
Yummy. Oh, God, this is so disgusting. I think I'm going to puke. Mugs in the pool. Why did you have to make your problem
everybody else's problem? Any follow-up questions. What is wrong with you?
Oh, most people
talk more about
it. Most people manage to figure out a way to make vomit a personal issue. Mugs had to make it a public problem.
Bean, you're talking about the guy who, after I ate my breakfast and threw away, said, and I quote, "Did you eat everything?" And I said, "Yes." And he said, "Because people are." What did you say?
Children are starving.
I said, "Are you hungry?" And he said, "No.
No,
I just don't like to waste food."
I hate to waste food was his answer.
And then Lisa said, "You need to waste food."
Desperately. Wow.
Okay.
And then the vomit started.
Right.
And then not. In a pool.
Oh, dear
yummy.
God.
I mean, that's terrible.
I mean, moving on, if we could. It's a very sad time. All those shows being canceled. You don't know where to turn. Well, if you were a fan of Selfie and you were thinking, if only I could see the rest of those, don't worry. You can. The show's creator has said that you can now watch the series' 6 unaired episodes on Hulu starting this Tuesday. And
that's fantastic. I've been writing letters to make them release the new episodes that never show.
That's the Playboy Club, and they're never going to show those. So.
Well, that one too. Passion,
nope. Yeah.
I do love this passion.
No.
Okay. You know what I love? That too. Sorry, my dolphin just infringed on that weird noise. I love Rob Lowe. Everything about him, he could do no wrong. And if I was a man and I would think, okay, if I could do something like a celebrity, I would want to do it like Rob Lowe. Because he's basically Benjamin Button, right?
Yeah.
The guy.
Yes.
How old is he? Like in his 50s?
He's in his 50s. He's better looking than he was in his 40s or in his 30s or in his 20s.
Ever.
Yeah.
Well, you can now have skin-ish like Rob Lowe soon. He has now decided, late spring of next year, he is releasing his own skincare line called Profile Performance Men's Grooming. Because, quote, most guys find skincare too complicated or feel like they're using their wife or girlfriend stuff, which none of us want to do. So he is making it easy for you to have dewy, supple Rob Lowe skin.
Somehow I don't feel like I'm going to have his skin.
You aren't going to do it?
And B, who finds it too complicated?
You know, some guys just say it is so, like, to actually open that jar and put it on my face. I get confused.
So I try
and do it without opening it, and then there's none on my hand. It is complicated.
All right. I can accept that.
Kind of odd. And, of course, Melissa McCarthy. One of the most talented, lovely human beings, funniest woman in the world. She, of course, developing her own women's wear line. She has also decided not only is she going to change the plus size game, she's going to expand into accessories, beauty products, and a more career-focused upscale line as well. And the best part, ladies?
Yes.
She's not stopping at a certain size. Women don't stop at a certain size, so why should clothes?
You'd go, Melissa.
You, Melissa. I love everything about her. Yeah, she can do no wrong.
I love her, too. Even on Mike and Molly.
Stop.
I do.
Now you're lying.
No. I didn't say I like Mike and Molly. I said I like her.
Her on Mike and Molly.
Yes.
Good times. Yeah. Some birthdays, you guys.
I like that you rejected that immediately, though.
Nope. You can't even sell that one.
Too, but not on that.
Not possible.
Nope.
Kristen Bauer is 48. You know her from True Blood. Peter Facinelli, Twilight, 41. Singer Natasha Bedingfield. She's got a pocket full of...
sunshine.
Yes. I'm like, kryptonite? No. That's not right. She is 33. And Rita Ora is 24. Ralph Garman is back Monday. God bless us, each and every one. Something about an angel getting wings. Good night. I'm Allie McKay with the Showbiz Beat.
Thank you, Allie.
Yay!
We will be back Monday. Harvey Levin from TMZ. We've got Andrew Siliano talking about the NFL week. What are we on, 13?
13.
More contestants for Miss Double December. Don't forget to vote. You can do that once a day at krock.com, kevinandbean.com. And we've got your tickets for the 25th annual K-Rock Almost Acoustic Christmas. We'll see you.